AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden praises the late Colin Powell.
He rose to the highest ranks, not only in the military, but also in areas of foreign policy and statecraft. This is a guy, and we talk about it, who had teachers who looked at this African-American kid and said, you can do anything.
Former Secretary of State, former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, died from complications of the coronavirus. He was 84. A reporter pointed out to the president that Powell had been fully vaccinated.
He had serious underlying conditions. As you know, that's the problem. It wasn't that he got vaccinations aren't good. He had two very serious underlying conditions.
In his 2003 address to the UN Security Council, Powell cited faulty information to claim Iraq's dictator, Saddam Hussein, had secretly stashed weapons of mass destruction. No weapons ever materialized. Former President Donald Trump goes to court filing suit in an effort to block the release of files and documents from his administration to the House committee investigating the attack on the Capitol by a mob of his supporters in January of this year. President Biden says executive privilege does not apply to those files. The Biden White House also says former Trump aide Steve Bannon can't claim privilege to avoid the committee's subpoena. Two other former Trump aides are negotiating with the committee on their subpoenas, and some among the more than dozen other people say they will testify and provide documents. A woman was raped by a stranger on a commuter train near Philadelphia in the presence of other riders. SEPTA Police Chief Thomas DeStetti says someone should have said or done something.
What we want everyone to be is angry, disgusted, and join us in being resolute to continue to make the system safe.
A suspect was arrested after an officer went on the train. This is AP News. The Biden administration asks the Supreme Court to put on hold Texas' new abortion law. Here's Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department has asked the nation's highest court to lift an appeals court order that allows Texas to continue enforcing its abortion ban, spelled out in a unique law designed to resist federal court challenges. The department says the Texas ban defies previous abortion decisions because the time frame in which the procedure is allowed has already expired before many women realize they are pregnant. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden wants to protect abortion access for women.
He continues to believe that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. He supports efforts to codify.
The administration also told the justices they could fast-track a decision on the law's constitutionality this term, which sees another abortion case on the docket. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.